think I had you hanging on the cliff long enough now, so here's part two of the open loops and cliffhanger training. We already talked about what open loops and cliffhangers are, what they can do for your content and therefore for your brand. And inside this audio, we are diving into the cliffhangers itself and the three types of cliffhangers you can use for your content. Let's go. And we will start with the first two ones, which are strong, and we'll close with the third one, which is my favorite, or my personal favorite, because it's so powerful. It's subtle. It's something that people don't get in terms of, oh, this is a cliffhanger. I can sense it. I can feel it. But they can feel it in another way because they want to know more. They don't want to scroll on. They don't want to do something because you set them to do something, but because they feel the pull. And when people feel that internal pull and it feels for them like they would come to the idea of doing this or that now, it's the strongest thing you could actually produce. Because remember, we produce in our content. We don't create content. We produce, and you want to produce content, and you want to produce feelings. You want to produce emotions and therefore produce actions. So let's get with me into the first two before we go into the third one, which is my personal favorite because it's the strongest one. So let's start with the most obvious thing that you can do. So the most obvious cliffhanger is something why your people let actually hang over the cliff in terms of, I don't finish that what I started right now. So this is exactly what I did when I parted this training into two parts. So I was first talking about open loops and cliffhangers. I was talking about cliffhangers and how magical they are, how powerful they are. But I didn't tell you how you can use them. I just told you about the open loops. And then I announced that there will be a part two. And also like the description of the training itself, like the name of the training and then part one implies that there will be a part two. So every single time you have something where it's part X of X, part X of Y, it's always a cliffhanger because our brain always wants to close those loops. Our brain wants to continue the thing. When there is a part one, we also want to have to know to experience part two. So this is something you can do. Then also, like I told you in the last training, that I will continue this training. So it's not only like the subtle things of part one, part two, is also tell people. What I love doing, for example, on my Instagram stories or in my emails is something like, okay, we start into this. And if you want me to do this or that, just react to that story. And then this or that, for example, in training and story training or something, an audio training on my Instagram channel, this will drop tomorrow. I'm telling you tomorrow. So when you don't close the loop and tell people when you plan to close it. So this is one possibility. Then also a super obvious thing is like in the same mechanism area is when you tell them, I don't tell you that here, but I tell you somewhere else. So if you, for example, post a reel, a carousel post, and you share like the five secrets that XYZ, and inside this post, you only tell them the first two or the first three, and then you make the fourth and the fifth only available in your podcast episode. So if they want to know all the secrets, if they want to have the full picture, they then have to head into your podcast. Or you start sharing a strategy or something, a method, something they can do. And if you want to dig deeper, if you want to continue, if you only want to know the what, but if you also want to know the why, then you have to get into my paid offer, comment here, and let's go. So this is the first possibility on how you can use cliffhangers for your content. And when I say content, I just repeat myself there over and over and over again, because I want that to sink into your head so, so, so deep. I don't only talk about Instagram. I talk about everything. I talk about when you do trainings like this. I talk about emails. I talk about podcasts. I talk about TikTok, LinkedIn, Instagram, everywhere. So you can use that mechanism, that first mechanism, like the obvious cliffhanger. Let's call it the obvious cliffhanger. You can use it everywhere. The important thing when it comes to this is that you leave the loop open. So you don't give them the solution or the next point, or you don't finish, but you have to tell them where they can continue. So you always have to set a call to action. Come back to the story tomorrow. Wait for the second part of this audio training. Comment XYZ to get the link to my podcast. So you have to tell them what to do, because a cliffhanger like that, it's strong, but they are not that emotionally involved so that they have like this internal pull I was already talking about in the beginning of this training. Therefore, we need the call to action. You need to tell them what to do, because this is what our brain needs. When we are so into it, when we are so into social media and we have so many things that could distract us, we need someone from the outside to tell us what to do. And this is exactly what we need here. So it's not that strong. It's great. Use it from time to time, not every single time, but use it from time to time, but always set a call to action, which is also something you should do for the second mechanism, which is way stronger than the first one. It's not that obvious. It's something that is genius on so many levels, something that I personally love to do because it gives you so many advantages that set you ahead of the marketplace and also unlock so much capacity inside your business, because you don't have to think about what do I need to create right now? What could I create? What is the thing? Because you just know it. I'm talking about series. We're still inside Netflix week. Means, of course, we're not only using the mechanisms like open loops and cliffhangers, we also use series at itself. Because when you create something where it's not just this single content piece that stands for itself, but it's a series that is to be continued, it's the most genius thing you can do. Because on the one hand, you have people get involved into what you are creating. It's not always like the repeating pattern, or you come up with new ideas all the time. People get confused because you first post this and then you do this and then you test that. You can test from time to time, but when I have a look on your profile right now, when I have a look on your socials, you are testing way too much. You have way too many different topics on your feed. There are too many different formats because you didn't decide on what's my signature style yet. You didn't decide what is the thing I want to become known for, not only topic wise, but also in terms of content. What is the content style that people get to know me for? We already were talking about recurring motives. We were talking about how you can become the hook. And it's always like this repeating thing that people then can connect to you, to your brand, because you give them the chance to. And the best thing you can do there is to create a series. It's one of the most powerful content formats because it plays with so many different things we want to play with. It's on the one hand that people get soaked into the storyline. They want to know what's the thing that's next. When they see the first part or they see a part in the middle of that series, they then can go to your profile and then can binge watch. They can binge this entire series. They can jump from post to post to post to post and watch this entire thing. And also, it's great because you don't have to come up with new ideas all the time. Creating a series, when you have the thing, when you have the topic, when you know who you want to target with it, when you have the thing that works just for you, for your brand, that is so unique for you, then you don't have to think about it anymore at all. Because then it's clear for you how the series is running. And depending on what you choose as a series, it's one that ends or it can live for eternity. Because you can reproduce it over and over and over and over again. And imagine you would have a format in your brand, in your content, on your feed, which you post between once per week or even 3 or 4 times per week, depending on the series and how much effort you put in there to produce it. And this would be something that people love, that attracts new people, that gets new eyeballs on your feed what that would that mean for your content creation? If you don't have to think about it all the time, if this would be the thing that brings people to your brand on your account, which then see your other content, which then sells them into your offers. So the series is what sells them on the brand. And then you create content pieces that sell them into your offers. It's genius. It's the most stunning way. And also there we use cliffhangers. Because when it's a series, when we take it from Netflix, where do cliffhangers come from? From series. So an episode ends and people want to know what comes next. They want to know it. So for example, my productions like The Breakup, The Dead Body, The Proper Launch, and some more things that are about to come like The War, The Escape. You see the names? It's always like the same rhythm. It's always The Breakup, The Dead Body, The Funeral, The Proper Launch, The Wall, The Escape. It's a series. It's a high-end series, which is more or something where I put more effort in to produce it. Or the Cult-Like Brand series, where we have different parts, part one, part two, part three, part four. And in every single episode, I tell people what this episode is about. I tell people this is part X of the Cult-Like Brand series. And in the next episode, we're going to talk about this or that. So a cliffhanger, and they can search for the next episodes. A series I'm currently creating, I was talking about that already a little bit, is we're on a mission today to find a red purse. We're on a mission today to find the perfect shot. We're on a mission today, which is something we shoot today. We're on a mission today to mirror the screen from the camera on my iPad so that we have our production day in London tomorrow with our amazing mastermind clients. I can see what the lens of the camera is seeing in real time. So this is a series I can recreate over and over and over and over and over again. And knowing what is something that works for your brand so that people can watch, they can binge watch it, and you know exactly what you want to create is one of the most unfair advantage you can bring into your business. This is why I want to invite you to the Signature Reel Series training. You can use that for Instagram. This is called why it's Signature Reel Series, but you can also use it for TikTok. You can use that mechanism for YouTube. Everywhere where you want to create something where people get soaked in. And it's also not only video-based, you could also use that. So the training is focused on video, but you could also use that for carousel posts. So it's like the mechanism of I'm repeating something people want to follow along. And inside this training, I guide you through every single step that we need you to run through so that you detect what is your topic. What is the format that works for you? Where you can check, is this something that actually works for me on a daily basis in terms of can I produce this on scale? Because the important thing is when it comes to Signature Reel Series is that you don't reproduce what other people are doing, that you do exactly what fits your capacity level, your company, your brand, your topic, so that the Signature Series actually serves you in terms of new eyeballs on your account and then also getting things off your table because you don't have to think about what should I create now, but you already know it. You can find the link to sign up directly under this audio training so that you can create your own Signature Reel Series. And I'm so excited to see what you will create. And now we're coming to my personal most favorite mechanism. I use all of them. I use them all the time. And the third one is the one that creates the internal pull. We were already talking about that, which is the strongest thing you could potentially create. Using all three of them is the best thing you can do. So you should not miss out on one of the three. Use them all. So the third one is one we were already talking about. We were already talking about that, and I will talk about it one more time because it's I want you to do that. I really want you to understand that because when you move them from their from to their to inside your content piece, Then you create that internal pull. You create the biggest cliffhanger you could potentially create, because then you create something where they get into the feeling of, I need to know more. They have the realization. They crash limiting beliefs. And this is so powerful because it creates that internal feeling of, I want to know how I can do that now. It's not like in the first two, which are strong, you should use them, where you tell them what comes next. It's where you leave an open loop. You leave them just where they are. So it's not that you then tell them, go check out the link in my bio. But they have like this last slide. When you think about a carousel post, for example, we have this last slide and they're sitting there and they realized, oh, just by reading this, something changed. I can't go back to my old belief system. I can't believe, or I can't still believe, that my entire belief system, my limiting beliefs, got crushed. I had this realization while reading this post that I can't go back to it. But I also don't know how I actually can do it. This woman is genius. She just made me realize that, and I'm sure she has the solution for it. Now I want to go on her profile. Now I want to go into her link tree. I want to stalk her. And it's also a cliffhanger. So if you haven't done that yet, I want you to go back to the replay of call number two. I want you to go back to the training that I uploaded before the open loop cliffhanger training and re-listen to this. And especially to remember me and this training and my from to concept whenever you create a content piece. That every single time you create something, you think about my voice asking you, what is there from and what is there to then create based on that. And did you realize what I did inside this training? These are the details I was talking about. It's the details I spend the most focus on when I work with my high proximity clients, when we build out entire campaigns, cult-like productions, when we create things around the signature offers. It's always the details it comes back to. It's the details that determine whether you 2x your results or 10x them. Because what did I do in the beginning of this training? Just a single detail. It just was one or two sentences. I created an open loop. I told you in the beginning of this training that I will share three mechanisms with you, and that the last one is my personal favorite. What does that with your brain? I need to listen till the end because I need to know what's the first thing. Did you realize that? When you do things like that, this is what I mean. How to direct people's reaction to what you post, to what you sell. And when you know how to do that, and not how to do that in a way of how people do that, how people should do that, but in a way of how it works for you, for your brand, for your target audience, then you're unstoppable. Then you start finally making the marketing and the sales. That takes just as your genius. That is as legendary as you are legend. And now I'm super curious what your biggest takeaways from this training are. Share them with me inside the comment section. Share them with the other women inside this challenge in the comment section. Share your wins. Share with us what you are creating currently. And we hear us in the next training. We are not done yet. We're just getting started. Let's do this.